Have we discovered everything in the animal kingdom already? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Graham Reynolds, associate professor of biology at the University of North Carolina, Asheville, explores Hispaniola to find out.
One of the most exciting aspects of being a biologist is the opportunity to discover and describe new species. While it might seem like this is an increasingly rare activity, the pace of discovery has only increased in some areas. The boas of the Caribbean are one example. As recently as 2013, only 9 species of boas were known. But in the last 8 years, we have uncovered a trove of hidden diversity, identifying a further 5 species, a 55% increase in diversity. Our most recent discovery is an example of the most exciting flavor of biodiversity study, where a completely unknown species is found in the wild. Many new species are described from populations that are already known, but when a brand new unique animal is found in the forests of a tropical island, that is cause for excitement. Last year, our colleague Miguel Landestoy discovered a unique-looking snake while searching a remote forest in southern Hispaniola. He invited us to help investigate the animal, and my lab at UNC Asheville conducted the genetic analyses. We found that the species was entirely new and entirely unknown. A few aspects of this discovery make it exceptional. First, Hispaniola is a well-studied island. Biologists have been working all over the island for centuries, and we were convinced we had a good idea about the species of large vertebrates that occur there. That a relatively large vertebrate predator had gone completely undetected by scientists until 2020 shows we still have so much to learn about biodiversity and how important it is that we value wild places and generate action in preserving natural habitats around the globe.
That was Graham Reynolds of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.